Long-term complications. Sometimes tonsillitis can cause long-term complications, such as permanent voice change. Repeated episodes of tonsillitis can lead to permanent changes in the voice, such as hoarseness or a higher pitch. Treatment options for this condition may include speech therapy or surgery to remove the tonsils. Recurring ear infections. Recurrent infections of the tonsils can cause repeated ear infections, which may require antibiotics to clear up and prevent serious complications. Obstructive sleep apnea. Tonsillitis can also cause sleep apnea, characterized by breathing pauses during sleep. This can lead to daytime fatigue, difficulty concentrating, and an increased risk of heart disease. A doctor may recommend surgery to remove the infected tonsils to treat sleep apnea. Rheumatic fever. Untreated bacterial tonsillitis can sometimes lead to rheumatic fever, a serious complication that can cause joint pain, skin rash, and heart problems. Treatment options for this condition typically involve antibiotics and anti-inflammatory medications. Scarlet fever. Occasionally, tonsillitis can cause scarlet fever. This is a bacterial infection characterized by fever, sore throat, and a rash on the body. Treatment for this condition usually involves antibiotics to clear up the infection. It is important to seek medical treatment if you experience tonsillitis symptoms, as early diagnosis and treatment can help prevent serious long-term complications or even life-threatening infections. Your doctor can provide the best advice on managing your condition and what treatments are available. Tonsillitis in adults versus children. While tonsillitis is common in school-age children, it can also occur in adults. Adults may experience similar symptoms but are less likely to have frequent infections. Tonsillitis in children. Tonsillitis is much more common in children than adults, especially those between the ages of 5 and 15. This is because their immune systems are still developing, and they are more likely to come into contact with the bacteria or viruses that can cause tonsillitis. Symptoms in children may include sore throat, fever, swollen tonsils, and trouble swallowing. Children that have recurring episodes of tonsillitis may need to have their tonsils removed. It's essential to keep an eye on very young children with tonsillitis. If they are having trouble breathing, seek medical attention immediately. Tonsillitis in adults. Tonsillitis is less common in adults, but it can still occur. Symptoms may include sore throat, fever, swollen lymph nodes, and difficulty swallowing. Additionally, adults with recurrent tonsillitis may experience ear pain or changes in their voice. Some adults may benefit from having their tonsils removed if recurrent tonsillitis is causing significant problems. Treatment of tonsillitis. The treatment for tonsillitis depends on the cause. Viral tonsillitis often resolves independently, while bacterial tonsillitis may require antibiotics to fight the strep bacteria. In rare cases of chronic or recurrent tonsillitis that doesn't respond to other treatments, a tonsillectomy, a surgical procedure to remove the tonsils, may be necessary. Treating viral tonsillitis. Viral tonsillitis often resolves on its own without any treatment. You can relieve symptoms of viral tonsillitis by drinking plenty of fluids, gargling with warm salt water, and getting plenty of rest. Over-the-counter pain relievers such as ibuprofen or acetaminophen may help ease sore throat discomfort. Treating bacterial tonsillitis. Bacterial tonsillitis is usually treated with antibiotics, such as penicillin. To prevent a bacterial infection from reoccurring, it's essential to finish the entire course of antibiotics, even if symptoms have disappeared. Treating chronic or recurrent tonsillitis. A tonsillectomy may be necessary in cases of chronic or recurrent tonsillitis that does not respond to other treatments. This surgical procedure removes the tonsils and can help reduce the risk of recurrent infections. Antibiotic resistance with tonsillitis. Resistance to antibiotics is a significant problem in treating bacterial tonsillitis. It's important to take antibiotics as prescribed and only use them when necessary to reduce the risk of developing resistance. Additionally, it's important to know that antibiotics will not work for viral tonsillitis, so taking them could harm your immune system for your next infection. Preventing tonsillitis. While there are measures you can take to reduce your risk of getting tonsillitis, such as washing your hands frequently and avoiding frequent exposure to people who have the infection, it's not always possible to prevent the condition. If you or your child develop symptoms of tonsillitis, it's important to seek medical treatment immediately. Early diagnosis and treatment can help reduce the risk of complications. Ultimately, the best way to prevent tonsillitis is to practice good hygiene and see your doctor regularly for checkups. Measures to prevent frequent tonsil infections. Tonsillitis can lead to long-term complications, such as permanent voice changes or recurring ear infections. Therefore, it's crucial to take measures to prevent frequent tonsil infections. This includes washing your hands often, avoiding contact with people with an infection, getting plenty of rest and fluids, and seeking medical advice if symptoms occur. Taking these precautions can prevent complications and reduce your risk of recurrent infections. When is surgery necessary? Surgery may be an option for those who experience recurrent tonsillitis that does not respond to other treatments. This procedure, called a tonsillectomy, involves the surgical removal of the tonsils and can help reduce the risk of recurring throat infections. However, speaking with your doctor about all the risks and benefits is crucial before deciding on surgery. What to expect with surgery? Tonsillectomy is typically done under general anesthesia, so you won't be awake or feel pain during the procedure. Recovery time depends on the type of surgery performed and your overall health, but most people can expect to return to normal activities within a few days. After surgery, it's important to get plenty of rest and follow your doctor's instructions on how to care for yourself. This may include taking pain medications as prescribed, avoiding strenuous activities, and drinking plenty of fluids. Living with tonsillitis. Tonsillitis can be painful and uncomfortable, particularly if it's a chronic condition. But with proper treatment and preventive measures, it is possible to reduce the risk of recurrent episodes. Practicing good hygiene, seeking medical advice if symptoms occur, and following your doctor's instructions for managing complications are important. By taking these steps, you can help ensure that your tonsillitis does not become a long-term problem. Impact on daily life. Tonsillitis can have a significant impact on your daily life. Symptoms such as sore throat, fever, and trouble swallowing can make it difficult to eat or talk. Additionally, complications from tonsillitis can cause long-term changes in your voice or the need for additional medical procedures, such as surgery. Coping strategies for tonsillitis. There are things you can do to cope with the symptoms of tonsillitis. Take care of yourself. It's important to practice good hygiene and get plenty of rest. Take over-the-counter medications. Over-the-counter pain relievers may also help relieve sore throat discomfort. Throat lozenges and throat sprays can also be used to provide temporary relief. Drink warm liquids. Drinking warm liquids such as tea or broth can help soothe a sore throat and ease other symptoms. Follow instructions. It's important to follow your doctor's instructions and take any prescribed medications, as directed to reduce the risk of complications from tonsillitis. How can tonsillitis affect dental health? Tonsillitis can lead to problems with dental health, as the infection can cause sores on the tongue and throat, making it difficult for you to swallow. Also, sore throat pain may make brushing or flossing your teeth properly uncomfortable, leading to an increased risk of cavities or gum disease. It's important to follow your doctor's instructions and take any prescribed medications as directed to reduce the risk of complications. Additionally, your dentist may recommend toothpaste and mouthwash with added antibacterial properties to help fight the infection. Can a dentist diagnose tonsillitis? In most cases, tonsillitis is diagnosed by a primary care physician or an ear, nose, and throat specialist. However, your dentist may be able to diagnose the condition if they detect any signs of infection in your mouth or throat during a routine dental checkup. Symptoms that may indicate tonsillitis include redness and swelling of the tonsils, white patches on the tonsils, tender lymph nodes in the neck, and a sore throat. If your dentist notices any of these symptoms during an examination, they may recommend that you see a doctor for further testing or treatment. In conclusion, tonsillitis is a common but potentially uncomfortable condition. Understanding tonsillitis is vital to managing it effectively. Knowing the types, symptoms, and treatments can help you seek timely medical attention and avoid complications. If you suspect you have tonsillitis, don't hesitate to seek professional help. With early diagnosis and appropriate treatment, most people recover quickly and completely. At Patient Empowered Dentistry, we're committed to providing you with the knowledge and resources you need to maintain optimal oral health. Our experienced and compassionate dental professional team provides comprehensive preventive, restorative, and cosmetic services to ensure you feel your best. Contact us today to learn more about how we can help you. We look forward to hearing from you.